Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 315 for February 2012. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And the song you're listening to is for Stephanie. And the artists are Hot Club of Detroit. From the album, It's About Time. Coming up on the show, we have the co-hosted segment, and you're going to hear about best practices to build your business in 2012. In this interview, the best practices are given to you by a leader in the travel industry, so you want to stay tuned for that. Now, the co-hosted segment runs a bit long, so we can give you all the best practices in one show. So, we will not have a news portion of the show after the co-hosted segment. Our goal is to keep the show length between 30 and 45 minutes, and I think we accomplished that today. And once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and I want to thank you for being a part of the Home Base Travel Agent Show family and for listening and subscribing. We really appreciate it, and we're happy to have you on board as a listener and as a part of the family. So please stand by for great information about the travel industry. And you can find more about the show and also get the archives from past shows at hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. And you can go back and listen to shows that we've produced 2 and 3 years ago and get all the great content from those shows. And the content always, or almost always, relates to your travel business and how there are different techniques or tools that can help you build your business. And at times we talk about destinations and great destinations that you can become specialists in and grow your business that way as well. Now, a related site, and this is an affiliate of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and that's the TravelConsultantAcademy.net. That's www.TravelConsultantAcademy.net. The goal of this site is to give and share information that will help you improve your travel business. And recently I posted an article about the new social media site called Pinterest. Now, Pinterest may have the potential to help your travel business. Actually, it has the potential to become one of the top social media websites out there, right along with Facebook and Twitter. So stop by the TravelConsultantAcademy.net and check out that article. Now, the Travel Consultant Academy is a new site, and we're building content there. So sign up for an account and gain access to the forums and other travel-related content. Now, you can get the articles that I write, those articles right on the front page. You don't need to create an account to get those articles. But as a member, you can create your own blog postings and participate in the forum. And it's all free, and you want to keep checking back as I improve the site and add more content. Now, an announcement on the personal front here. You know, occasionally you hear Coco in the background. Coco's our dog. He's a Maltese poodle mix, and he's quite a part of the family. In fact, he is quite often in here in the studio when I'm recording the show, and once in a while you hear him bark, but, you know, now you may hear another higher-pitched bark in the background. Now, we just added a new member to the family, and her name is Gidget, and she is a miniature Yorkie, a teacup Yorkie. So she'll be running around the house and adding joy to our lives and perhaps participating in the Home Base Travel Agent Show. So tune in for Gidget and her activities and antics here on the show. And we're happy to have her. And it's been a great pleasure having Gidget here in the household. Quite a dog. And if you haven't figured it out yet, we're dog lovers here. So, and Lorraine is a cat lover, so, you know, we got all of our bases covered. Well, with that, what I want to do is, once again, thank you for being a part of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and I want to get right into our exciting content for today, and I know you're going to learn a lot, so you might want to grab a pencil and paper. I think there's 10 factors that our guest is going to outline for you that's going to help you build your business in 2012. So with that, I want to start right up, and here we go. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment, and Lorraine Romero is with us, as well as a returning guest, a special guest that we enjoy having on the show. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Lorraine, who is, she's on her cell phone this time, and our guest is on Skype. Usually it's the reverse, so Lorraine, take it away.
Great. Thank you, Barry. Thank you. And for those of you who have been keeping track of the weather watch between me and Barry, California has finally hit winter. Yay. We finally have our first rainstorm of the season. So we're glad about it. I'm sure that when I go to Macworld next week, I won't be glad if it's raining. But winter is here and things are wet. And our guest who is returning is from another area that's probably not like either one of ours. We have Chris D'Souza on again. She was wonderful and kind and generous to come back on the show. And she's calling from Florida. And she's been on our show and was wonderful. And I met her live and in person when I was on the NACTA annual conference when we were on MSC cruise. And I was again impressed with this talented woman. And I asked her if she would consider coming back on the Homebase Travel Agent podcast. And she agreed. We've finally been able to schedule a time. So I'd like to welcome Chris D'Souza from Celebrity Cruise Line. And she's got a great topic for us today. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you so much, Lorene, and thank you so much, Barry. And weather update from sunny South Florida in Miami Beach. It's a balmy 74 degrees, and I think our forecast for precipitation is about 10% over the next 14 days. So we've got our what we call our typical La Nina winter, which is usually just very pleasant weather and very dry. So it's a little bit drier than normal, but we're loving it here in South Florida. And today, I am thrilled to speak with your members about what I'd like to talk about today is a little bit about some sales resolutions for success. And thank you so much for having me and every opportunity that I can share to our home-based travel agent channel, which is so valuable to Celebrity Cruises, some keys to success and helping you kick off your new year in a unique and successful way. I always love that opportunity. So thanks again for giving me the challenge and opportunity.
Awesome. So let's get rolling, and I'm excited to hear about what you have to present to us.
Great. Well, what I did, you know, over the course of the holidays is, you know, I took a look at really what are some of the key elements that are hot buttons in home-based business across the board, not necessarily just in travel. And I pulled a few best practices from a variety of different industries, and hopefully your membership will find some really great nuggets of information that they can take back with them to help build their business in 2012. And one of the key things that, you know, I've been working on personally in my life is creating a vision. And a vision is something that is really a landscape of what I would like for my next year to look like in my business and in my professional world. And, you know, it's really important as home-based travel entrepreneurs for us to really have a very clearly defined vision of really where do we want to see our business within the next 12 to 18 months. Do I want to focus on group business, a specific type of group business? Is there maybe an affinity niche that I want to go after that is possibly a new trend in the marketplace? Is there possibly a new segment of business that I haven't tapped into? You know, maybe I do a lot of land business and I'm very successful at it, but maybe I want to take a foray into cruise. Or it could be the ever-growing and rebounding meeting and incentive business, which you know, after our economic crash, you know, back in 2009, we've really seen a nice rebound in the cruise industry in our corporate meeting and incentive business. So, you know, it's very important as we begin the year as entrepreneurs to have a very clearly defined vision of, you know, what are three key segments of opportunity that, you know, I really want to go after in the next 12 to 18 months. And the reason why I like to expand that reach into the 18-month window is because, you know, our booking window is getting further out, and particularly in the groups arena, we're seeing booking trends much further out than before, which is, I think, really great news for everyone. And when we define this vision on this 12 to 18 month horizon, it's really, really important to not have that vision just be a pie in the sky dream, that we really articulate some very clearly defined goals of how am I going to achieve those visions. So, for example, if I have a vision of becoming a really mover and shaker in the corporate meeting and incentive business in the next 18 months, one of my goals may be to, possibly meet with a group of corporate clients, medium-sized corporate clients within a 50-mile radius in the next 6 months. And possibly another one could be to join MPI, which is your meeting planners organization, or SITE, which is the Society of Incentive Travel Experts. Some of these goals need to be very, very clearly defined, and also they need to have timelines attached to them. With some deadlines, because when we take that vision of that we hold in our mind, and we attach those goals with specific timelines, and then below those goals, if we specifically put in very, very clearly defined action steps. And an action step for maybe one of the goals that I just talked about could be, calling my local chapter. It's really more of a task list of what are all of the key elements, the very nitty-gritty key elements that I need in order to make that goal, that one particular goal, a reality that will fill that vision and make that vision a success, in 2012. So, I think that, as we start our year, it's important for us to take the time to reflect upon, what were some of our key successes from last year, and what kind of picture do we really want to paint for our entrepreneur world and for our business, in the years to come. And I know for myself, when I take the time to do the work, and I really drill down and maybe part of that. Part of that goal could be, if I have a vision to grow my business in a certain area, maybe I need to hire a business coach, to help me with my business plan along the way. I like to look at subject matter experts in certain areas to help me where I may not be the expert. And that's always been a big key to my success, is know when I need to raise my hand and ask for help. But there's a lot of really great resources out there in the trade community that can help move you down the path from vision to goal to actions and practices. And lo and behold, 18 months down the road, when you look back at your business plan, you can see more often than not that you've not only achieved your vision, but you've also uncovered new opportunities that you never dreamed possible. And I think the last thing I would share about that, vision and goal setting process is that, when we start down the path of actually taking action, and if my actions and practices and my to-do list is aligned with that goal, and if that goal is aligned with a vision, and when I start taking action, it almost acts like I like to call it a future pull, that, maybe I may not be the top producing meeting and incentive producer for the home-based arena today, but when I start taking that action, it inspires me and it ignites me to continue to move forward down my path. And so, the simple practices of, making calls, joining associations, attending conferences, making these conscious choices and these conscious actions really can propel us to fulfill, those amazing business opportunities that we've identified that we want to grow into in the next 18 months. So, you know, that's a little bit about, you know, the visions and the goals. And one of the things that I did was I took a look at some successful sales entrepreneurs that we have out there. And there's a woman by the name of Carol Till, and she has an amazing strategy for what she calls her sales resolutions for success. And she's a frequent author in Entrepreneur Magazine. And you know, once we've defined those visions and goals and actions and practices, what she's talking about is the framework of how do we make those things come true. And the first thing that she talks about in terms of sales resolutions for success, being an entrepreneur, is don't be afraid of using technology. You know, and that might seem like a pretty, what would you say, pretty obvious thing. But, you know, in today's world of social media, the landscape is changing so often and so quickly. You know, using technology today means a lot more than, you know, scheduling our newsletters and updating our blog posts. You know, she has quoted this gentleman. His name is Kenny Lau, and he owns a really, really awesome group of small restaurants in New York City called the Rickshaw Dumpling Bars. And this gentleman has a business in the city. He's got two retail locations, and he basically, his restaurant creates, makes dumplings. And he's got these little carts that are kind of like mobile rickshaws that go around New York City and deliver dumplings to clients all over the city. And the interesting thing about how he leveraged technology to help expand his business, you know, a lot of his clients were asking, you know, I want to know where your mobile cars are or where your little rickshaws are. So what they did was they created GPS tracking devices and they put them on these mobile rickshaws. And on a periodic basis, there are automatic tweets that go out to their customer base or their followers. They've got over 460,000 followers in the city for these two little restaurants, and people are crazy about the dumplings. So everybody wants to know where the delivery cars are. And he found that it's really important for him to communicate with customers on where the location of these trucks are. And he's really kind of expanded that concept to, you know, not only, you know, tweet and post online, you know, what the specials are for these dumplings and where the location of the trucks are, but he's also expanded the content that he shares with this very large fan base. And he shares interesting related music and songs that he thinks his fan base would be interested in. Also news articles that the customer base may be interested in. So he picks and chooses interesting content that, you know, these 460,000 fans can engage around and have a meaningful conversation about. And, you know, some of his keys to success when he says use technology, you know, he says pick a message. And if you pick a message, whether it's a promotional message, whether it's a location message, if you're, you know, constantly traveling with groups around the world and you're giving location updates from where you are as a home-based agent with your clients, pick that message and be consistent with that message. So if you're going to be speaking about promotions, do it on a consistent basis. And pick, you know, pick a message, be consistent about the message, and also be consistent in your posts. Because if you're present and you're active and engaging in that conversation will turn into business. And his business has boomed since he's chosen, you know, this particular strategy. And the third thing that he talks about is when you're using technology, whether it's a newsletter, a blog post, or, you know, tweeting to your followers or to your Facebook fans, he really talks about having fun. And he really has a lot of fun with, you know, communicating content and using humor as a way to draw interest in the online world. So that's just one example about, you know, a small entrepreneur in the middle of New York City that has two little stores and four mobile delivery trucks who's using technology in a really unique and engaging way, which is very exciting. And Carol also talks about how, you know, when we're home-based entrepreneurs, you know, we may not have time to do all of this stuff. You know, we may not have time to create our newsletters, and we may not have time to possibly create our own tweets. And she highly recommends outsourcing. You know, outsourcing, there are consultants, for example, in the travel industry that will do all of your social media for you for like a very low monthly fee. And, you know, I'm kind of dipping my toes into this, you know, into this world from a professional perspective. And it's amazing, you know, what I can pay for a very low cost to have someone do for me that I don't frankly have time to do for myself. And it will generate business, you know, down the road. The third thing that she talks about is watching for opportunities and trends in industry in general. And, you know, one that I'd like to highlight for your group, Laureen, is in terms of looking out for opportunities. One of the really hot trends that is, I would say, red hot right now in the travel industry is destination weddings and vow renewals. This particular market segment, for us as a brand and for the cruise industry and for the travel industry overall, it's white hot right now. And what we're finding is that, you know, the matriarchs and patriarchs of families are stepping forward and are paying top dollar for entire families to go on these amazing cruise vacations. And it could be possibly their daughter or granddaughter getting married. But destination weddings are a huge, huge untapped potential market opportunity for home-based agents. And, you know, in terms of sales resolutions for success, you know, maybe the vision for the home-based agent could be being the destination wedding expert in your particular hometown, you know, or it could be maybe going back to some of your alumni reunion groups that you have in your past and marketing yourself like that to not necessarily your alumni, but maybe your alumni's children, because there's a social relationship there. So watching for those opportunities and those new trends, whether it's certain destinations may be hot, like, you know, could be Galapagos, or it could possibly be Dubai, or, you know, or China or Asia. You know, looking for opportunities, whether it's from a destination perspective or a market perspective, it's very important to be at the cutting edge of these new opportunities and to play in the game, because there's business to be had there. The fourth thing that she talks about is really treating your business like a business. And I think that also kind of goes into number five, which is investing in your business for future growth. You know, I think it's really important for home-based agents today to be very selective about the trade shows that they actually go to within a given year. And I think that it is extremely important to be engaged and to make that investment to not only attend, you know, at least one major trade show a year, but, you know, use it to your advantage. If you've never been to, if you don't have a lot of personal experience with Seattle, as an example, I'm just throwing an example out there, you know, try out Travel Weekly's home-based show that they have coming up, you know, this June. If you always wanted to sell Vegas, but you've never been to Vegas, you know, try OSSN's home-based agent forum this coming May. But use that combination of, you know, leveraging the locations that some of these trade shows are happening at, and also use it as an opportunity for you to grow your knowledge. And most importantly, it's connecting with other agents in the industry and going to a lot of the panels that are focused on agent success and looking at, you know, what are some of the keys to success that are driving some of the best of the best. And a lot of agents are willing to share those best practices on these panels. And, you know, in my humble opinion, if you're not out there and investing for growth, whether it be attending trade shows, you know, going on a seminar at sea, it could possibly be going back to get your CTC or maybe your ECC or MCC accreditation. But investing in that business is very, very important. And, you know, I think as we go along through the year, you know, we always tend to begin the year with New Year's resolutions. You know, I resolve that I'm going to, you know, grow my meeting and incentive business. And I'm also going to dip my toe into maybe the destination wedding market. You know, a really important thing that we have to do, and this is tip number 6, is don't forget your plan. Hold yourself accountable. If you don't keep your business plan next to you and close to your chest and close to your heart every day when you wake up and every night before you go to bed, it will sit on a shelf and it will collect dust. And all of those obligations that, you know, we tend to use as excuses will get in our way of us realizing our vision and manifesting that success that we want to see over that 18-month horizon. So don't forget your plan. A lot of people join associations. You know, NACTA is a great association. There is CLIA is a great association, OSSN. There are a number of associations that are out there that have amazing peer groups and have great local chapters where you can get involved. And if you see someone in the industry that, you know, really emulates the success that you're looking to have in your business as a home-based entrepreneur and a home-based travel agent, ask them if you can be their buddy. And ask them if possibly maybe they would be willing to be your mentor. You would be surprised if you approached one of the people on one of the panels, one of the amazing successful home-based agents that are on a panel, and if you asked, I would guarantee you, if you asked 5 out of the 5, would you be willing to be my mentor? Would you be willing to accept calls once a month from me to be my sounding board? I guarantee you that 4 out of the 5 would be more than happy to do so, and they will really help you to not forget your plan. And you've got to not only write your plan, you know what your vision is, know what your goals are, know what your action steps are to support and be aligned and aligned with all of those things, but you have to walk the walk. Because if you don't walk the walk, it's just not going to happen. And sometimes, you know, when we fall into resistance about getting something done, there's usually something that goes on inside of us that keeps us from realizing those goals. And a lot of the time it's fear. You know, it could be, well, I've never met with a corporate client, or, you know, I don't know anything about destination weddings, or, you know, this market is new to me and I'm afraid. You know, fear is something that is completely, completely normal. But what we have to do in order to be successful is we have to walk through the fear. You know, we have to walk through the fear. And the best way that I do that is I reach out and ask for help. I reach out and ask for help from someone who has been through the fear and who has realized success on the other side. And, you know, not forgetting your plan and walking that walk on a daily basis is really important for manifesting success. And the last thing that I would say that is so important, because we are home-based, you know, I'm home-based as a sales manager. You know, I do go into the office for corporate meetings, but I work a lot. A lot of my days are spent at home. And, you know, one of the things that is so important in my role, and it's also very important in the home-based entrepreneur's role, is to get out there and to be visible. Being visible on a consistent basis in your local community, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce, whether it's the Kiwanis Club, whether it's the Better Business Bureau, whether it could possibly be a women's leadership group. It could be a golf association, Bridal Professionals of America, whatever the case may be. It's very, very important to be visible in your local community. And because we are home-based and we don't have that storefront, our physical visibility in our community is really, really important. And a really great way to get out there and to be visible locally is to get involved in nonprofit and in charities. It's to give back. You know, I find that when I approach my business from a place of service, how can I serve? How can I help my community? That people know that I'm a sincere person and that my intentions are honest and sincere, the business comes anyway. So getting out there in the local community is really, really important. And when we see people, you know, Lorraine, you spoke to me that, you know, it was funny because the first time we met, it was on the phone through one of these podcasts. And then we got to meet each other face to face. And when we got to meet each other face to face, the dynamic of our relationship completely changed. And so, you know, that's a testament to the value of taking the time to do the time to be visible, you know, in the local community. I think that from a, you know, sales resolutions from to success perspective, you know, using the technology like I talked about, outsourcing what we can outsource, whether it be our back office, whether it be our social media strategy, whether it be some of our administrative functions, watching for opportunities, key trends, and building our new business opportunities off of those key trends, treating our business like a business, and investing in ourselves for growth, not forgetting our plan and remembering to get out there. You know, if we can just do, I would say, 4 out of these 7 things in the next 12 to 18 months, I guarantee that, you know, your business will shift. And your whole entire customer base will be transformed for the better. So those are some of the key things that I found to be very helpful with, you know, with how do we be successful in 2012. And I think the last thing that I would just maybe throw out there, if I may, is there is a really amazing gentleman, and he's a communications coach, and his name is Carmine Gallo, and he's been around for years, and he specializes in coaching in the entrepreneurial environment, and he's taught as a professor at some incredible universities. And, you know, one of the things that he feels really strongly about is making sure that, you know, we have our what he likes to call our 60-second story. And, you know, some people call it an elevator speech. Some people call it our mission statement. Some people call it our personal brand statement. But he has 4 simple questions that he likes to use as a structure and a framework for developing that particular elevator speech or 60-second story. And one of the reasons why he says that it's so important to make sure that we have that story ready at the tip of our tongues, it's because if we're actively out in the community meeting new people, when we reach out and shake our hand to that person, either across the table or possibly across the ballroom, if we're at an association meeting, the way that we introduce ourselves in that networking environment needs to be with this 60-second speech. And a lot of the times, it's not a full 60 seconds; it's a lot less than that. But these are what he calls the core 4 questions that if we answer these core 4 questions, we will have a message and a mission statement that people will clearly understand and will distinguish us from everyone else. So the first question that we have to ask ourselves is, what do I do? What do you do? Do you sell travel? Do you help people realize their vacation dreams? What is it exactly that you do? So that's question number 1. Question number two is, what problem do you solve? And, you know, Carmine asserts that, you know, if we don't have a problem to solve in our business, if we're not solving problems, then we don't belong in business. And, you know, in our travel industry, it could be, what problem do we solve? Well, you know, we help, you know, relieve stress in people's hectic lives. We help people manifest their dreams and take people to places, help plan dreams and take people to places that they've always dreamed about, that have been on their leap list. So number one is, what do you do? And number two is, what problem do you solve? And number three, which is, I would say, probably the one that requires the most thought, is, how are you different? How are you different? How are you different as a dream designer? How are you a better dream designer than the dream designer down the street, or the travel designer down the street? How are you different? Are you different because you specialize in one of the niches we talked about today? Are you different because you provide extra services for your clients that others don't? Are you different because you escort all of the groups that you plan personally? How exactly are you different, better, and special? And the last question, which is, you know, a little bit of a tough one, but if we can get it right, then we've really, really distinguished ourselves from everyone else. And the last question is, why should I care? You know, as a potential client, why should that client care? What's important that you have? What is an important quality or a trait or an aspect of your business and your service? Why should that client care? Why is it important to them? And if you can create a compelling answer to why should I care, then you've got a 60-second or less speech that will definitely have people asking you one question. And that one question is, can I have one of your cards? So with that being said, I think that, you know, the 7 sales resolution tips to success that we talked about, along with the 4 steps to sharing your story in 60 seconds or less, and the amazing vision, goal, and task and action plan. Hopefully that these key items have really will help some of the agents set up their year in 2012 for success and beyond into 2013.
That's been a wonderful dynamic message. Thank you, Chris. That's phenomenal.
Yes, great information.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
So, Chris, thank you for being on the show. God, what a great message. Now I'm going to have to listen to this about 3 times and be able to get my notepad out. I'm definitely inspired. Thank you. And you're absolutely right. The difference in our relationship from having an email contact to getting to know one another on the ship and actually hugging is, you know, it's such a change. You know, I have such a different view of you, and this message that you delivered today for our listeners is wonderful. And I wanted to thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you very much. And,
yes,
you know,
thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And I would be happy, you know, also with the listeners, if there are any home-based agents that are interested in you know, working with me on developing their plan for success in 2012. Feel free to reach out to me, and I can't promise to be able to work with obviously everyone. But if there are some takers of people who are serious about you know, building using some of these tools, I'm more than happy to engage in those conversations as a consultant for them.
Great.
Wonderful.
What would be a good way, Barry will also put this in the show notes, but for our listeners now, what would be a way for them to be able to contact you?
I would definitely recommend that just the easiest contact for now would be email. And my email address is C like Charlie, DeSouza, DeSouza, info@rccl.com. And just send me a quick note, and then I can set up some appointments over the next few weeks, and we can see how it goes. Maybe we'll get some buddies and mentors going on with the podcast, and maybe we'll have an update for you in 3 to 6 months.
That would be awesome. Barry, do you have some questions for Chris?
You know, I don't right now. I think I'm good. I was sitting here feverishly taking notes as Chris was talking and and absorbing the information, not thinking too much about the questions. But what a great amount of information you've given to our listeners, and what a great offer for you to help them if the opportunity arises. So I really appreciate that, Chris.
Thank you very much, and I greatly appreciate the opportunity to come on again, and I look forward to our continued success in business in 2012. And you know, we're really grateful because so far this year for our brand is shaping up to be a really good year, and that's a gift and we're really grateful for that. So thank you to all the travel agents for helping making our dreams and our vision a success as well.
Perfect. Barry, what would be a good way for our listeners to contact you?
Well, they can contact me at barry@hometravelagent.net. That's B-A-R-R-Y @hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, facebook.com/barry.cantz. And Lorene, how can they contact you?
I can always be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com. And my Facebook page, as well as my Twitter handle, is Lorene R, which is spelled LORENER. Thank you again, Chris. It's been wonderful to reconnect, and I'm glad this worked out. And for our listeners who know that I'm like this hardcore Mac geek person, I just want to welcome Chris to the iPad world. She just said she got a new iPad, so I'm very excited for her. Yay!
Me too.
So, well, you'll have a blast. It'll totally take your stuff to a different level, I promise.
Awesome.
It's an amazing
I'm looking
product.
Thank you. Well, everyone have a fantastic weekend and a great 2012. And I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lorene, and thank you, Chris. Great content. And I want to thank Lorene for bringing on some great guests to the show. It's a pleasure working with Lorene, and she is a dynamo in terms of being out there in the travel business world and gathering guests and doing things. Quite a lady. So anyhow, we will wrap it up here for February, and we'll be back with you in March. And until then, travel safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you in March, everybody. Bye-bye now.